Hello everyone. Today Divya isn't here. She took a sick day. Anyway, welcome to Science Sisters. Today we have a special guest, Chloe.
Hello, Bella. So as I understand, we are here to talk about motion.
Correct. So let's start with motion itself. So motion, as we all know, is change an object's position over time relative to a reference point. So basically, it's when something moves. We all move every day, and it's, you know, it's instinct to move. And so next is speed.
The next one is speed, and we all know that it is the rate at which an object moves. So yes. How fast something goes or how it
moves. Yes. Like a train or a hoverboard or something. Next is direction. So direction is the path along which something is moving. And some examples of directions are north, east, southwest, up, down,
left or right.
Yep. Those are all directions. We use directions daily.
The next is position. And position is the direction and distance the object is from a point of reference.
So it's like relative. So there's like a tree like in the right hand corner of a thing, the position is like, oh man, I'm not good at this. But that's basically, it's like where you are relative to the reference point, which we will go on to now. So, the reference point is an object or point relative to which movement is determined. So, that's more easy to understand. So, it's like we are currently sitting by the lockers in the sixth grade champions pod. That would be, the lockers are the reference point.
And it can be any object or location, whether it is moving or stationary.
Yes, so now we have distance and time.
Distance and time identifies which measurements of an object's motion need to be made in order to find its speed.
Okay, so like a distance and graph. But that's it today. So this is Bella.
And this is Chloe signing off.
Bye.